there are every once in a while when we're studying the scriptures, we will run into a scripture passage that might make us question, what is this passage saying? Why was this put here? Why is it there at all? You know, and this gospel passage we just heard might be one of those that make us say, why is this here? It's not very clear at first reading why our Lord gave us this parable. Because at first glance, it almost seems contradictory to have this parable right where it is. You know, we have the parable of the dishonest steward, immediately followed by our Lord telling us to be trustworthy, exhorting us to be trustworthy. Because it seems contradictory, because this parable doesn't show honesty and trustworthiness. It shows the exact opposite. We see the steward who defrauds his master. He's been squandering his master's money. And he uses his position as steward immediately before being fired to continue to defraud his master and to set himself up to get himself better suited with his master's debtors so that they might welcome him into his home. And then, to top it off, the steward gets praised by the master for acting prudently by defrauding his master and using his position to set himself up. It seems very contradictory to what our Lord is saying. But our Lord does have a message in this parable that we should be listening to. So we should ask the question, well, what is he saying with this? Now, to figure that out, we need to look at the steward himself. The steward knew that his life of ease was ending. Then as now, to be a steward of someone's goods meant you had a pretty easy life. You didn't have to worry about too much. And he knew that by his life as a steward ending, he had two choices if he wished to continue to survive. He could either go do manual labor, dig ditches and so on, or he could go and beg for the food and the clothing and the shelter that he needed. Neither of which seemed to appeal to him. So he went out and he tried to find a way so that he didn't have to give up the easy life. Of course, none of us want to give up the easy life. Once we get things pretty easy for ourselves, we don't want to give that up. So the steward acted shrewd and enterprising. He used the way of life that he had. He ensured through where he was at that moment that he would be set up for life by working with the debtors and getting it so that they would welcome him into their house and possibly even setting himself to become the steward of one of the debtors. So he could make sure that his easy life would continue. He was prudent in knowing his position in the world and shrewd in working that position to his advantage. So it might seem kind of strange that our Lord is telling us to do this, but look at what our Lord says right after in the gospel. For the children of the world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are with the children of light. Our Lord is telling us that we need to be as shrewd and enterprising and prudent as the steward. Shrewd and enterprising in seeking eternal life for ourselves, but also shrewd and enterprising in looking for opportunities to evangelize those around us, finding opportunities to bring about evangelization. Now, our Lord is not saying be dishonest like the steward. In fact, he says the exact opposite. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. We are to be shrewd, enterprising, and prudent, but to do so with complete honesty and trustworthiness to those around us. But we must also not be dishonest. We must be totally honest with our Master in heaven. And we are called to be stewards of his gifts that he has given us and stewards of his gospel message. So how do we do this? How do we be shrewd and enterprising and prudent as the steward was? Well, first of all, we are to pray for others. You know, as St. Paul encourages us, especially for those in authority. St. Paul in the second reading says, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. So whatever we do as Christians, the first thing we must do is pray. Secondly, we are to be honest with our dealings, honest and trustworthy in our dealings with others, how we deal with others. And that's both when we're dealing with them face to face and when they're not present. So that means we are not to talk behind people's back. We're not to denigrate people's reputation, destroy people's reputation by talking about them behind their back, by gossiping about them, and by telling things that may not always be truly honest or may not always be to their benefit. But then when we're talking with others, we are to always be truthful. Regardless of what it is, we are to always be truthful, not lying to protect ourselves or to avoid telling the truth. But we must always be truthful. We must always be honest. And then third of all, we must seek opportunities to share the gospel, to evangelize with boldness and excitement. This past week, we had our priest assembly down in Great Falls, and our speaker was Ralph Martin. So there were a couple of people here from the parish who went down to hear him speak on Sunday night. And that was his big focus, was the new evangelization. And going out with boldness and excitement, sharing this good news that we have. Because our Catholic faith is not a private thing. It's not something we keep secret. But it is the truth sent by God to save the world. And we need to be as shrewd in sharing that faith as the major corporations are in sharing the gospel of consumerism, if you want to call it that, and as those steeped in the culture who want to destroy the faith are in sharing their message of that is contrary to the faith. We need to be out there sharing this message because we have a message of great joy. We have the love of our Lord Jesus Christ who came down to earth for us. Our Lord Jesus who wants us to have a better life here on earth and wants us to have eternal joy with him in heaven. And we are to go out and share that message. So may we be as prudent, shrewd, and enterprising as the steward in sharing that message, leading ourselves and others to Jesus.